With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Eleanor Bennett. The Pine Gulch Fire, about 18 miles north of Grand Junction, has now burned over 25,000 acres. It is 7% contained after another weekend of challenging conditions. The fire is burning mostly pinyon and sagebrush in remote, rough terrain, but a small number of Garfield County have been evacuated, and those living along County Road 204 are under pre-evacuation orders. The fire is responsible for patchy smoke in the Roaring Fork Valley today. In Glenwood, air quality levels pose a moderate health concern. All of Colorado is experiencing some form of drought, and the forecast for the next 2 weeks is hot, dry, and windy. That means the state could see more wildfires. Scott Enterkin is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
If we continue to stay really dry like this, obviously the threat for wildfires would increase, especially as we get in the fall, where we start getting more wind, and especially if it continues a dry pattern.
January to July of this year was the eighth driest period in Colorado. The state has only seen 8 inches of precipitation. That's 3 inches below average. The U.S. Census Bureau is ending the 2020 count a month early. This could have a huge impact on schools, nonprofits, and underserved communities in the Roaring Fork Valley that all rely on accurate census data for federal funding. Rachel Brenneman is the campaign director for the Aspen to Parachute Complete Count Committee. She says for every person that doesn't complete the census, Colorado could stand to lose $2,300 per person per year.
And with COVID happening, state and local budgets are just completely and totally tapped. So it's actually more important now than ever.
Brenneman and the Complete Count Committee have been keeping track of how many people have filled out the census in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties. And they're launching an It's Not Too Late campaign on August 24th. The new deadline to respond to the census is September 30th. Every part of Colorado is now experiencing some form of drought. Reporter Luke Runyon has more.
It's the first time since 2013 that no part of the state is drought-free. The severity ranges from abnormally dry in the northern Front Range to extreme drought along the eastern plains and much of southern Colorado. Dry conditions first crept into the state last fall when monsoonal rains failed to materialize and an average winter snowpack wasn't able to make up the deficit. This summer's hot temperatures and diminished rains are making it even worse. A seasonal forecast from the National Weather Service predicts hot and dry conditions through October for the entire state. I'm Luke Runyon.
Officials with the State Department of Labor and Employment say people are filing fraudulent claims using personal information taken from data breaches. Executive Director Cher Haven reports that a number of Coloradans who haven't filed for unemployment are receiving multiple unemployment insurance benefit debit cards.
Currently investigating thousands of instances of fraud and working with Secret Service, federal and local agencies to detect and prosecute once we identify the criminals behind the fraudulent activity.
Officials say those who receive unneeded unemployment benefits should alert credit agencies and file a police report. I'm Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.